Welcome to High Voltage Radio on BoltsFromTheBlue.com. I'm your host, Steve Adler, and today I am joined by Chargers third-round draft pick out of the University of Southern California, Sharice Wright. Hey, Sharice, how are you today?
How you doing? I'm doing good. Doing real good.
Let me jump right in here. Talk to me about the experience of getting drafted, the workouts, the meetings, and then, of course, hearing your name.
It was a long process. I can say that very much from the last game to December all the way up to draft day. Just the whole training is really intense, you know, getting ready for the combine. And, you know, it was a lot of nerve wracking, you know, in between after the combine and seeing my numbers and stuff like that. And draft day, you know, it was, you know, after getting that phone call, it was a blessing. It's truly a dream come true for me. That probably was the happiest day of my life, you know, that moment of just receiving that 858 phone call and being from the team that I always wanted to play for and go to. So it was great. It's a great feeling. There's a lot of different feelings, I could say, throughout the whole process.
Yeah, a lot of different emotions. Who were you with when you got the phone call?
I was with my family and my closest friends. And it was, you know, we were all together at Dave and Buster's inside of a video room and, you know, just watching the draft and just, you know, patiently waiting. And we were all together when I got it, so it was good.
Let me ask you a little bit about the lockout, because we hear a lot about how the NFL lockout is affecting current NFL players, but we really haven't heard much about how it's affecting the guys that have been drafted. How has it been for you?
Oh man, it's just making the process even longer for me, and you know, there's nothing for us to do at this point. You know, we're all done with school, and you know, we're just working out, and we've just been, you know, waiting for football to start, and pretty much we don't really know how much to train and how much to really, you know, be prepared for what's coming up. You know, we never experienced our first season in the league yet, so we, unlike the veterans, they know kind of what to expect from training camp and, you know, from OTAs and all that stuff, so they know how much in shape they need to be, and for us, we really don't really know, so it makes the training part a little hard, because we don't want to overwork ourselves, and when we get there, we're all worn out, and can't perform to our best abilities, or, you know, we don't want to not be prepared enough when we get there, so it leaves us on the island, you know. Other than that, I mean, just giving us more time, you know, to get in trouble. Hopefully none of us are doing that, you know, and I know I'm not. So it makes the process longer.
More time to get in trouble. Is there somebody you're thinking about?
That's not what I'm thinking about, but it's part of the negative, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, because guys don't have jobs. They're not going to school. I mean, there's a lot of time on your hands. But that's some of the negatives about us, you know, having all this time as rookies and haven't made an impact in the NFL yet.
So what do you do with all that time on your hands?
I spend it with my family for the most part. You know, I'm always home just relaxing with my family and just, you know, working out, you know, and just trying to keep my football mentality on, you know, as much as possible. And just, you know, I'm playing Madden for the most part, you know, just playing with the Chargers and playing against all the teams that we're going to play this upcoming season, just trying to prepare myself.
Nice. Do you go online and play with the guys?
Nah, I don't go online. It's slow online. I really like it.
That would have definitely opened some things up for a little competition. Talk about your workouts. What have your workouts been like? Have you had a chance to come down and work out with any of the Charger players?
No, I have not. I have not been able to do that. Actually, I was rehabbing my knee for a while, and I just got cleared by the doctor to be 100% in full go. You know, so I'm looking for an apartment in San Diego at the moment, so I can get out there and start training with those guys as soon as possible.
Now, much has been made about you missing most of the 2009 season because you were academically ineligible, but a lot of people just kind of glaze over the fact that in 2009 you had an injury and you were injured for all of 2008. Did that affect the ability to be eligible academically in terms of just your own personal life and getting your head straight? And if so, how has that helped develop your character?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, no excuses for me not making grades, but I mean, it was a point in my life where I hurt my neck and I had to miss the whole season, and I had a lot of other things going on in my life, which made it a lot more difficult than it needed to be. And I slipped up a little bit, but I've learned from it and I've grown, and I overcame that adversity, and obviously it made me stronger as a person. And I mean, going through all that at such a young age in my college career, and my first year as a starter, it taught me a lot, and like you said, it helped me grow a lot and just made me stronger as a person, and my attitude is a lot different since then.
Now, after Pete Carroll left, the school was given a 2-year ban from going to bowl games. Why did you choose to stay at USC instead of just try to leave at that point?
Oh man, I have faith in my teammates, and they expected a lot from me, and I feel like, I mean, me missing 2 seasons, I feel like I owed it to my teammates to stick with them, me being a leader and being one of the older guys on the team, I feel like it was only right that I stuck in there with those guys, and they expected a lot out of me, like I said, and I expected a lot out of them and a lot out of myself to be able to perform and have at least, something for USC fans to remember me as. If I would have left, I never really played as a USC Trojan. So, there's nothing, it was kind of like my career was a waste of time there, So I definitely wanted just to make an impact as much as I can and help my team win. And I believe in Coach Kiffin and Monty, and Coach Ogeron and all those guys. So, I mean, hey, it worked out for me.
Now, after you were drafted, you're obviously a Southern California guy. Did you have a chance to come down to Charger Park, meet with the coaches, Turner, Minuski, Wilkes, and whatnot? And did you get a playbook?
Yeah, I did not get a playbook, and I was able to go down there the next day and meet everybody and do my press conference. So that was good, and we talked football for about 2-3 hours, and with the Coach Wilkes, DB coach, and just try to learn as much as possible in that time period that we had. And I feel like that was really productive. It should give us an idea of the defense and what type of defense you're going to be in.
Now, with 2 established cornerbacks in front of you on the depth chart, and, of course, being drafted after Marcus Gilchrist, you're probably going to be asked to play special teams, nickel, different packages. Is that something you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, man. Wherever I need to make my mark on that team is what I'm going to do. Eventually I plan on being a starter, in San Diego's defense. But, to start off, man, wherever they need me is where I'm gonna be, and however I can help the team win, and that's why they drafted me to be productive and help them win games. And if whether it's a special team nickel or whether it's coming in that corner or whatever it is, that's what they drafted me for. So that's my job, and that's what I'm gonna do.
So growing up in Southern California in the Inland Empire, did you grow up a Chargers fan?
I was never really a fanatic like that, because I always played sports, and I mean, I like individual players more so. I just love the game of football, and as my career got closer to me going to the NFL, I thought of before I got my scholarship to USC, I wanted to go to San Diego State and play football, but then I USC offer came around, and my plans changed at that point. And then, when the NFL was calling, San Diego was where I felt like I will fit best, and just being from Southern California and my family being here and me being here my whole life and, San Diego being a team, in Southern California. So I just always wanted to go there, since I've been in college. And I just, when they drafted Kevin Ellison, I called him and told him, like, man, you're so lucky to be able to play for San Diego. I hope that's me. A couple of years now, and it happened. So it was great.
Yeah. And talk about, if you weren't a Charger fan, there were individuals that you looked up to. Being a defensive back, were there certain defensive backs in the NFL growing up as you tried to emulate?
I mean, obviously Deion Sanders was my guy, that I looked up to a lot, growing up as a kid when I first decided, I wanted to play corner, and watching Ronnie Lott, come out of USC. He's from back where I'm from Eisenhower, which is, a high school that my high school played. I mean, being in the secondary, I just looked up to those guys, and as far as my hitting abilities and watching Ronnie Lott and the way he hit people in the field, and Deion, the way he covered people. Those are my guys growing up.
Yeah, definitely want to lay a stick on somebody. Ronnie Lott's a guy to do that. Now, I was told you missed the rookie symposium because you were attending the hoops for the homeless. What did you do there, and what is that about?
It was basically a charity event at Eisenhower High School, actually, and it was an event just to raise money and get school supplies for the homeless kids that are attending schools in San Bernardino County. And I wasn't able to play in there. I decided not to, so I was an honorary coach, and I coached against Alvin Bradford, who was my teammate. So it was Team Wright versus Team Bradford. And it was a celebrity basketball game where, you know, they raised money to supply books and backpacks and school supplies for homeless children, which is they say it was 2,800. It was around 2,800 homeless children in San Diego County.
Wow.
Or more, yeah.
Well, huge impact. Appreciate your time, Charisse. We'll talk to you once the season starts.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Charisse Wright, third-round draft pick by the San Diego Chargers out of the University of Southern California. If you would like to get to know Charisse a little better, there's going to be a signing meet-and-greet at Dick's Sporting Goods in Escondido on July 16th. We'll go ahead and pass along details as they become available, but you can meet Charisse Wright July 16th at Dick's Sporting Goods in Escondido. That's going to do it. My name is Steve Adler, and you've been listening to High Voltage Radio on BoltsFromTheBlue.com.
You've been listening to High Voltage Radio on BoltsFromTheBlue.com.